month, and we want to give to this whole church here, and also talk about it in 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 31.
Here Paul explained to all the disciples in Corinth, and he says, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is with Christ. So for we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we are all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat them with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its part should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now that you are the body of Christ, that each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. Amen. So, why am I sharing this? Because we are all part of the whole body of Christ. We all have different talents, but we all work together as a body of Christ in Rochester. God is giving us some awesome news. We have Daniel and his girlfriend Bella. They are both disciples from the Boston church. They are going to come this fall and be part of the RIT ministry. So who's going to welcome them? Moses and Mamta all the way from Atlanta? Yes, we can do that. But God has placed you guys be here to welcome Daniel and Bella so that they can grow in the church and in the campus ministry in RIT. Then we have Sarah Santana Raj from India. She is going to come to RIT to do her master's. Her parents, they were both in full-time ministry with Mamta and I in South Asia. They were in crazy places like Sri Lanka, where a lot of people wanted to kill other people. They were there with us in dangerous situations, her parents. So their daughter is coming. How cool it is. Now, we would love to share Sarah with us, but now we know that you guys will welcome Sarah Santana Raj when she comes from her master's. And then if that was not enough, Shalom is going to come from Puerto Rico. We can feel all the parents are having problem of letting go of the child, the money problem. But guys, don't worry about that. God will take care of that. So just believe that Shalom is going to come, and who's going to welcome Shalom? Moses and Martha from Atlanta. Well, we can, but you guys are going to take care of Shalom.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for talking to the parents.
It helps just to talk to them.
So I want you guys to believe and not focus on the obstacles, but focus on the opportunities. It saddens my heart when we as disciples focus too much on obstacles and not look at the opportunities that God has given us. And that's the charge I'm giving to everybody. Look at the opportunities. Then we have a brother emailed me that they're studying Bible with him. I don't have his name. Maybe Ethan has his name.
Micah.
Okay, Micah, the prophet, the minor prophet. So Micah is studying the Bible and probably has gotten baptized in Houston in the summer vacation by a disciple who's from some other city in some other state. So this guy emailed me. I shared that with Ethan. So Micah is in Eastman School of Music. Eastman School of Music is at par with Juilliard School of Music in New York City.
Wow.
It's like the top of the line. So here I'm praying about God give us musicians. Micah, not only is a musician, he's a prophet. So please welcome Micah. Again, think about how you can welcome him. Think about how you can reach out to him. And then I've got an email from a sister. Her name is Skylar. And she's from San Diego Church. She's thinking about coming to the campus in Rochester.
She is coming.
She is coming. She's not just thinking about it. See? O-E of little faith. So Skylar's going to come. So who's going to welcome Skylar here?
We will.
Yes, the church here. See? Everybody jumps in and shares and welcomes them. And then we have Bible studies going on. We have Jose studying the Bible. Amen? So we are praying for his physical disabilities, needs, and also growing in spirituality. So thank you, Jose, for coming and studying the Bible. We welcome you. Then we have Randy Gray, we have Michael Chung, we have Luke, we have Jack, we have Jim Stanford, we have Michael Smith, we have Riley, we have Ethan Basco, we have so many people studying the Bible. And the charge I want to give to all of us is, everybody in Rochester Church gets personally fruitful. God help me to be personally fruitful this year. The sister called me, who had fallen away, left the church, started talking to me on the phone while I was in my insurance agent's place. And we were having discussion, all the moves, all the planning, all the things we were doing. And I said, I'm going to take a call. And I started talking to her. I inspired her, talked to her that you can come back to church. And she goes there to Buffalo and she got restored recently. Now her husband is studying the Bible. How cool is that? So anyone you can help to meet, study the Bible, help them to be restored, you get personally fruitful. So the charge I'm giving to everybody is, be personally fruitful in 2019. With God, do you think it's impossible? Not really. So everyone needs to be personally fruitful, and I'm going to be calling, I'm going to be checking, how's it going? Which ties into evangelism focus. I have talked enough, I've shared enough with you guys how we've been trained as interns, reaching out to 50 people from Monday to Friday, inviting 250 people in a week and following with them. I give this charge to you. Please evangelize. Have as a group, go and evangelize. Individually evangelize. When you're having fun time, evangelize. Because that's how we're going to reach out to people. There's so many people lonely out there. There's nobody there to talk to them. I've learned from a lot of people. They have said people are as lonely as a mouse. If a mouse are not open, people are not open. So please, please, I want Rochester Church to be a very evangelistic church. Everything you do, you go and share your faith. Another goal I want to give you, our charges that the campus ministry grow. I know some of these guys, they are in their final semester or final year. Go there, get those freshmen in. Go there with the teenagers, get them in.
and have a thriving campus ministry. Everybody needs to help out. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of hard work to bring in the campus ministry. I give that charge to you. Mighty men, I give the charge to the men to be mighty, just like the mighty men of David. Have that iron sharpening iron relationship. What I mean is, hold each other accountable. And I will be holding you guys accountable too. But you also hold each other accountable. And spur each other on towards good deeds. Another thing I want to encourage, and I'm so proud of you guys, that having a hope here at campus and also at the church. Help out in helping the poor. Have a structured way we are helping us out. We were helping here, praying and singing songs and carols every Christmas. And now this facility is given to us for free, so we can use this. So please work hard in having something for hope in campus and in church. In the end, I want to just tell you, Mamtai and I, Meghan, Manvi, are so excited that God brought us here 8 years ago. He fulfilled the promise and goal that he had. And now it's time for us to go so you can grow and make this church awesome. It's bittersweet for us to go to another place, but we know that you guys are going to do awesome things here. Our love is there for you. Go, just like God told Adam and Eve, go and multiply and subdue the earth. You guys, feel free to subdue Rochester. Go to Greece, go to Pittsburgh, go to Cornell, Ithaca, go to remote parts of this area. This place needs God. And my dream is that upstate New York, all the churches, Syracuse, Albany, Binghamton, Buffalo, that we have more churches at least 1 hour away from each other. That there's at least a Bible talk. Together we can do it. Don't let Satan discourage you. Don't let people tell you it's too hard in New York State. Don't let Satan or people tell you, oh, I can't do that. Lastly, I've been bragging about you guys in Orlando. I've been bragging about you guys in Atlanta, in all the places. Because I really mean it. What you guys are doing, a lot of people are not doing in big churches. So you guys are guiding and shining light. So keep up the work. And thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Love you.